Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
It's not like from an accomplishment standpoint, it's not like you ran a marathon. It's not like you just won some big championship. It's you survived.
You just hung in for another 365.
Yeah.
Innovator.
You look at it, that is the biggest and best thing of the year, is that you just got to a birthday. I feel like that's probably going to be a disappointment.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Well, happy birthday nonetheless, Tausch.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. Tausch, you got in on this early morning rain today.
I did.
Anything to report? Damage report, Captain?
First off, listening to that sounder back, I think I need to get more excited about birthdays. That's the first thing after I just listened to that little clip. And the other thing, is this normal? I am not a weather historian, but does it not seem like we see the forecast? We had our baseball tournament canceled last weekend, so that was disappointing. And it looked like the week before, forecast is great for the weekend. And then all of a sudden, like yesterday, again, we're sitting here and it's out, we got baseball. The forecast looks good, and then all of a sudden, like a monster thunderstorm just pops up. So I don't know what the heck is going on. It's been kind of crazy, and I don't know, is this completely abnormal for what we're used to, or is this just the new, this is kind of how it's going to go?
We kind of asked Storm Team WTMJ meteorologist Craig Coplin exactly that question, Tausch, yesterday as we were reviewing not only the tornado outbreak from the weekend, but then looking ahead to some more severe weather. Right now, according to Craig, we're caught in right where the jet stream crosses over. So that's created some instability in the atmosphere for us as to whether or not we stay here for any extended period of time. How did he put it?
He said it's like watching the stock market, that you can't invest on the past. You have to take it day by day, looking forward to the future.
So they don't know.
Storms do not beget storms. So,
yeah, in essence, what you're saying is that we can't predict the market. We can't predict. Listen, man, I get it. I think everybody is just like, when is this whole operation going to end? Because this has been one of the weirdest, I guess you could say summer, we're, 4 days into it. It's just been a super weird deal. And unfortunately, it's been really violent. And, you know, we got hammered with hail and, you know, or flooding and everything else. So I don't know what you can even think about doing other than just kind of hanging on and hope that something better is coming down the pipe.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'd feel like, too, it's fell a lot on the weekends. So we've had a lot of weekend events, either rained out or at least interrupted. I played golf through the rain on Saturday, awful.
Yeah, I mean, that's the part that's frustrating. And, you know, especially as Wisconsinites, I think we all are so excited about, you know, the summertime, because we have, I believe, the best weather. And that's why people come up north, and that's why, you know, it's, you know, from about mid-May till October, I think there's nowhere better to be. And unfortunately, it seems like it's hammering us not only, you know, throughout the entire week, but the weekends when everybody is wanting to go do all that great music that was down in Milwaukee this weekend. And you got games and soccer tournaments, baseball, all the stuff. And all of it's kind of getting it puts a big damper on it. And I just hope that this isn't like some kind of pattern that we're going to be stuck in for throughout the entire summer, because it has not been great. I don't think anybody could argue that.
Hey, Tausch, so the Packers made some news this week. Chief Operating Officer Ed Policy is going to be the successor to current team president and CEO Mark Murphy. So Murphy will retire next year. The mandatory retirement age is 70 years old. So in comes Policy. Is this a guy you've ever rubbed elbows with?
I have met him before, and obviously his history with his dad being the head of the San Francisco 49ers, and then I think Ed has been, you know, throughout the AFL, he's been in leadership positions. And I think, you know, they brought him in 2012 or 2013 I think that was the plan. And, you know, as we saw the last time there was this transition with John Jones, it didn't the transition didn't go, and you know, then things kind of got upset. This was always the plan, and I think, you know, what he was able to do with Titletown, and you know, watching how Mark Murphy was operating, it's a great job, and I think anyone would be excited to have it. The fact that Ed has been able to spend 12 or 13 years up there, understand kind of the entire culture and what being a Green Bay Packer is all about. There are a couple things I'm really interested in is, you know, does he keep the power structure the same? And I think with, you know, with Goody and everybody reporting to him, I would think until, and hopefully this will be a long time down the pipe, you'll think that they'll keep that structure the same. But that's always the interesting part about what the team president does. And then what big things does he have planned moving forward? Because if there's one thing we know, the NFL is not going to stop growing. It's going to continue on. Titletown's been awesome. What's that next big thing that the Packers are going to do? And I'm sure that's going to be at the forefront of what Ed Pollock is thinking. Is there a better nickname than Ed Open Door? Do you think, is there anything we can come up with a better nickname than Ed Open Door Policy? Anything.
I like it. I mean,
it's better than Ed Sexual Harassment Policy. Or
I suppose
Ed
is,
bereavement yeah, policy that, yeah. or whatever. So yeah, Ed okay. open door policy.
There we go.
As long as we're going down the HR thing. Thanks, Taus.